Look at us.
Look at us.
Who'd have thought?
Who would have thought?
Ladies and gentlemen, my name is Shah Rule.
My name is Lisa Mishra.
And this is
Dishin' That! That's what the world really needed was another podcast.
That's a nice jersey you got there.
Oh, this whole thing?
Oh, this whole thing.
I want to point out on our bylaws over here, we have a, this is an Arsenal household. Other teams may be tolerated.
Come on, you Gunners.
But not Tottenham. So the idea for this podcast started on a trip that Shah and I took over the summer to London.
Yes.
We were over there for a couple weeks. Mm-hmm. We got a great house. All of our friends were coming in and out. We were cooking
great
every
weather.
Day. We were spending all our time pretty much cooking, eating, hanging out, listening to music.
Having coffee in the park.
At Spitalfields Market, which was our second home. We kind of just wish that there was a camera the whole time following us.
Yeah, we were just eating amazing food. We were just talking shit like we always do. And we just thought...
We were rapping.
We were freestyling, which we'll continue to do.
So for us, it was a little bit of like a vacation.
Yeah.
And it was also like... a little inspiration trip. A lot of the things on this podcast will be about food and music, which is our major sort of connection point as
the
friends.
The two big pillars of our...
Our friendship. I want to clarify. Y'all, let's take a pause because the internet...
I mean, if you do want to run with the rumors, you can, the we can...
We are friends.
We can up the views up a little.
We're not trying to sell y'all romance, but if you want to run with it, great. Yeah. We love the PR. We love the PR. A huge part of our summer in Europe was actually sports. And you went to Arsenal Stadium.
Emirates Stadium.
Oh, I didn't know
you
that.
You know, it says that on your shirt.
Bhai, Emirates mere aukaat se bahar hai. I cannot afford Emirates, not the ticket, not the stadium. I can't be on that.
Yeah. Well, I was there for the last game of the season, which we won, but it felt like an L because we lost the season. But this year we go again. And you also went to Roland Garros in Paris.
In Paris. I'm a huge tennis fan. We grew up on tennis in my household. My sister's named after a tennis player. Bro, French Open is so bougie and so French. Mm. Everything was like beautiful Aperol spritz, people dressed to the nines. And then I was really enjoying it before the influencer takeover that has been this year.
Tennis core. Oh. But we do love paddle now. We are.
I'm getting into paddle.
I like paddle. I think it's...
Well, you grew up playing tennis too.
I did grow up playing tennis. I only made JV, junior varsity.
Yo, but he's actually really good.
I got the top spin on lock.
Yeah. You played one match with us at paddle and you schooled everybody.
And also because you don't have to serve overhand.
Yeah.
It's
you got to get that Nick Kyrgios underhand.
It's a granny serve. You
know, it's a little granny
It's
serve.
A nanny serve. Shout out to my nanny.
Shout out to your nanny.
Yeah.
But big year for tennis core. I think we can easily say the reason is Zendaya and Challengers.
What's your favorite sports movie?
I got to think about this. What's yours?
Coach Carter.
I've never watched Coach Carter.
And I have not watched Challengers. But Coach Carter is more legendary.
What sport?
Basketball.
Okay.
It's Samuel L. Jackson.
Okay.
Coaching a very underprivileged...
So that's like a movie with heart. Yeah. I went for She's the Man.
Underdog. Yo, that's a very controversial movie if it came out today. But I like a good underdog story.
You like a good underdog story. I like a good underdog story. My favorite sports film is Bend It Like Beckham.
Yes.
Yeah. Ooh. What a film. They had some iconic lines, bro.
Yeah? You want to spit a few?
Okay, my favorite line from that movie... Because I'd never heard someone call, like, sweatpants tracksuit bottoms.
Tracksuit bottoms.
So she says, can I know where my tracksuit bottoms?
Oh, yeah.
And I was like, what did she say?
Where she has to go change again,
she
right?
She has to go change. Yeah. And when she comes out with the Beckham jersey and they make fun of her. And I was like, I'm with you, Jules.
I love how this 2024 we're discussing.
You know, we got a shout out to our girl Jasminda.
Yeah, Jasminda.
But yeah, you know, she put me off beans on toast for life. Speaking of beans on toast for life,
shall we summon some food for our table?
I think we shall.
A one.
A two.
A one, two, three. Whoa! What? Oh my God!
What on?
Straight from London. British Airways. Considering we did not eat any British food while we were in London for 10 days.
Which is ridiculous.
We ate tacos. We ate...
Chinese. I ate Thai.
Burgers. We did kebabs, like proper Turkish kebabs as well.
And we had Indian food. We just don't want to remember.
Yeah, it was horrible. This is Bombay's take on British food. So we have like the most classic British dish,
fish and chips
with a very unusually colored tartar sauce.
Yeah, tartar sauce is usually white in America.
Pure white.
In England too, right?
Yeah. I don't know why there's orange pieces in there, but then we'll give it a go. Second, yes. We have our bangers and mash.
So is this a breakfast food usually?
I actually don't know. And I lived there for 10 years, so I don't know. Let's see. Chicken sausages with the roasted tomatoes,
we need the
which is like classic for like, you know, English breakfast, full English breakfast and stuff.
Okay.
And the mash looks a little Indianized with a little... Turmeric. Looks very Indianized.
Yeah, it's got some haldi.
There's spices in there. Definitely, it looks seasoned, which does not scream British. You know what I mean? So
notoriously, the food is unseasoned in England.
And there's some random edamame beans on the sausage, which we can try. We can
some desi nani dadis in the kitchen saying, "Beta, thoda beans bhi khalo, sabzi dalte."
And of course, one of the most classic British desserts, which I grew up eating in boarding school, called banoffee pie.
I am not a banana girl. So you're not convert me.
Oh my God, that is... I mean, let's try it and then we can rate it. And last but not least...
A familiar favorite appears.
The British national dish, which was actually quite hard to find.
Yes, very hard to find in India.
Yeah, this is chicken tikka masala.
Oh yeah.
From...
A British classic.
From Goilas.
Shout out to our friend Saransh.
The other two are from Woodside Inn and the banoffee pie is from Third Wave.
Oh, wow. Like literally all the places I eat at the most.
Yeah, Woodside.
Or hang out at the most. Yeah,
Woodside. We've had some blurry nights at Woodside.
Yeah, you gotta go where ABBA is played.
Where all the Bandra aunties and uncles. Woo. I think I can consider myself a Bandra uncle.
We'll start with the fish and chips. And I'm already noticing, where are the peas?
Where are the peas?
That's usually eaten with mint peas, right?
Yeah.
Mushy
peas with little pieces of mint in there. And I think, it's kind of
sad. Step your game up, Woodside.
And in fact, I saw the menu. It had it there, so I don't know.
Maybe the delivery guy along the way was just like, I just need some peas real fast. Oh, that slaps, bro.
Praise be to God. She didn't even say thanks. I think, that's a big bite. That is a big bite. Should I do it, guys?
King size, Sha. Let's go. It's great.
Obviously a little soggy because of the trip.
Trip here, but, yeah. But honestly, flavors are there. I'm a big fan.
Flavors are there. I'd rate it a solid 6.5.
I'm really liking all of it, honestly.
Yeah.
I would give this an 8.
Yeah.
I'm throwing that 8 out there.
It's not an Indianized version of fish and chips, which is great. Anyways, let's move on to the bangers and mash.
Shout out to our Cindy cutlery. We have an all gold decked out cutlery set. So in England, sausage is called bangers.
Yes. Lisa is quite premature with her bite. She doesn't like take time to like make a nice...
It's not bad.
It's not bad?
Okay, it's giving kielbasa. It's giving smoked sausage.
Great
banger. That's a banger.
It's a banger.
It's a banger. It's
a banger. The roasted tomatoes, though.
They slapping?
Smokiness, sweet.
The sausage is great. So in Chicago, where I'm from.
Not the first time she said that.
So in Chicago there's a really big Polish community.
Yeah.
And it's actually the second most populous Polish city in the world after Warsaw.
Wow.
And we have a Polish sausage there.
Yeah.
Kielbasa. And
Russians also kielbasa is like salami or
and it's just so yummy. It tastes very similar to this.
Yeah. Should we go straight to dessert?
No, we got to do a stopover in the most authentic British food.
Chicken tikka masala. originated in
London.
In London.
Ironically. Apparently. Yeah. Actually, do we know that? Can we fact check this?
Yeah, cool.
So, food fact. Chicken tikka masala was most certainly invented in Britain, probably by a Bangladeshi chef.
Most certainly.
Most certainly. Another claim is that it originated in Glasgow, Scotland. This version recounts how a British Pakistani chef, Ali Ahmed Aslam, proprietor of a restaurant in Glasgow, invented CTM by improvising a sauce made from a tin of condensed tomato soup and spices.
Wow.
Okay, interesting. So it sounds like a classic case of some people came into a pub late, they wanted some food, they didn't have no food, they had some chicken on the grill.
Sounds like cultural appropriation.
Wow. Wow.
Sounds like they didn't just listen, take the coin or back.
Listen, they at least have one thing with spices. Yeah. To claim. Let them have this win.
Let's
not like they need a win from us. Yeah. I feel like they got plenty.
Considering this is also made by an Indian chef in Bombay,
we'll allow it.
I'm pretty sure this slaps. I'm pretty sure this
I'm
slaps.
Pretty sure it slaps too.
Let's go.
Shout out to our friend Saranj.
Yes.
All right, here we go.
Big piece.
You're struggling, my friend. Mm. Ooh, she's spicy.
Definitely, you know, not as bland as the other.
I've had plenty of chicken tikka masalas
honestly,
in England as well.
Yeah, wow.
I would have wanted a little less of the texture on it.
Yeah.
On the sauce. I like a smoother sauce and a little more cream as well. Maybe I'm just describing butter chicken. I don't know. But they're very similar. But I feel like, I mean, it's good.
Yeah.
It's good, but I don't know.
I think it's great.
I have a fixation in my brain where I have a specific type of chicken tikka masala that I like.
I'm not going off, this is like classic chicken tikka masala.
It's tasty.
I think it tastes great. Compared to the other two, lots of flavor. It's a whole festival of
masala. NRI chicken tikka masala is a very specific thing you have in your head.
I think a little more sweeter as well.
Little less spicy, a little more smooth on the sauce.
Even the color could have been a little more red, I think.
And I don't know. I have this, you know, and there's a little bit of fresh dhania on the top.
That
whole accoutrement that I like in terms of presentation.
I'm saying there's like the really bad Indian meal we had in...
cursed meal. Oh my God. We have to tell them that story, dude. It was me, you, and Dino James.
Yeah.
And I took them to for the worst meal of all of our lives.
Yeah.
And it was like this silent thing where they're being nice to me because they're like, she really wanted this, but nobody was saying how they felt, including me, which was, this is the worst food.
Honestly, I can't even remember. I think the best thing we ate was like the papad that they gave us for free.
Yeah, but that was the best thing. Even the papad tasted stale. You know that old oil taste, the aftertaste?
Yeah.
Even the papad was not papading.
And then in true London fashion, a drunk man walks in and starts...
Demanding free food.
Free food.
I am ready for my trauma food.
Yeah.
This banoffee dessert.
The banoffee. Okay, I think we should just go for it and not... here's your...
So let me tell you guys before we begin why I don't like banana. It was at home, my mom would make like prasad and she would mash the banana down as part of it. And I just, mashed banana I never liked it.
Did you ever watch that cartoon Bananas in Pajamas?
No.
No?
Oh my God, I can smell the... All right.
Oh my God, it smells amazing. Okay, I smell the toffee, guys. I smell the toffee.
I smell the banana. I'm sitting out the rating of this because it's just like I ate 25 mashed bananas and I had, that's a lot of banana.
I think the ratio is off. Like there's, I don't know, it's not giving what I...
It's not giving what it was supposed to give.
Yeah, it's not giving what I experienced as a kid. And I think there's a lot, too much cream on that. And there's this...
There's too much cream on the banana?
overpowering of the toffee sauce, which I thought it was going to be caramel. So
I didn't even get to that. I just got hit with banana, and I'm
honestly, the best part is the tart. It's quite.
Sorry, the you best can't, part, none of this can be said with a straight face.
Yeah, I mean, I rhymed there. Best tart was the tart.
Best part was the tart. Yeah, not messing with the banoffee.
Overall, great first meal. Lisa?
I think a lot of this, I was very surprised we could pull off in India. So Yo, shout out to that sausage. Yeah. I was a big fan. I liked the weird yellow tartar sauce. I'm messing with this.
I will not have that again. But I think the chicken tikka masala.
I wonder why, bro.
I'm so pleasantly surprised.
Pleasantly surprised. Yeah. All right. I'm looking at this plate of fish and chips.
Mm. The chicken tikka masala is still living on my lips.
Looking a little sus to me. I may want to dip.
You may want to dip, but I think that banoffee pie made me flip. Mm. Not sticking to the script, because this podcast flows.
All right, and we're hoping it turns into one of your favorite shows. Food's out of the way, and the music's come to play.
Ooh. So what are you listening to these days?
I'm listening to, as I said earlier, since we're on the topic of British people, culture. I love Central Cee.
You know what's so crazy? When we landed in London,
They were shooting the music video.
I saw visual, like, stuff on Instagram that, Central Cee and Lil Baby are walking through Oxford Street out of Selfridges or whatever, shooting this video. And we've just landed in London. We've just gone to Tesco's. We've just gone.
You know, we picked up our first little Tesco
We met Prachi, and she took us to all her favorite places in Shoreditch, because I hadn't been to London in eight years. And then a week later, the song drops.
With the video. Which, honestly, I could have been a part of.
I could have been holding the Prada, the Gucci bags.
I would just be like the way more covered up girl on the yacht. But I would be there. I would be there servicing their needs. As in, no. Not like that. I meant like, you know, I would bring water.
Please roast her in the comments for that line. Servicing.
You know, servicing Central Cee's needs. Whoo!
I'm trying to think of iconic American and British rap collabs. The only thing that's coming to my mind is Chris Brown and Chipmunk.
Take me on a trip, I'd like to go someday.
Okay, that's iconic.
That's the most. That is that. Really,
who killing them in the UK? Everybody gonna say UK.
I just wanna, let's bring on down.
Oh, the goat. The goat.
The goat.
Yeah.
My Chicago homie.
I think
homie.
That is definitely a classic British American
crossover
collab.
I mean, look at the lyrics. You'll be my American boy.
Estelle.
We knew
Shout
that.
Shout out to Estelle.
Shout out to Estelle.
And I think, honestly, Kanye floated on that beat. Hey, what about Jay Sean, Lil Wayne?
Ooh.
Down. Iconic, yo.
Yo, when...
That Wayne verse.
I think it's so crazy to this day. In that video, he literally slides in.
I think that was...
That didn't do something for you?
No, it didn't do anything for me. Getting a Wayne verse during the Carter 3 era?
In the best of Wayne's era.
That's crazy.
That's wild. Shout out to our homie, Jay Sean, who we know and love. We love him a lot.
Big up.
Oh, man.
And I honestly feel like the hits that he's given the world, like, you know, collaborating with guys like Sean Paul and also just his solo stuff from back in the day.
Yeah.
Like Ride It.
Ride It? Oh, my God.
And even
Which,
like,
by the way, retrended last year.
And, of course, the iconic Rishi Rich project. Ooh. Back in the day with, you know, Juggy D and the Rishi Rich.
Of course.
That trio is iconic.
Speaking of, all of the greats of the London South Asia scene.
Yeah.
That was such an era.
A year before I moved to India, one of the last collabs I did was with a producer called Namalis, who was Rishi Rich's protege.
Oh, wow.
And he took over their studio in Perryville in the UK, not far from London, which is called the Height Studio, which is the same studio where they recorded all those, you know, Dance With You and all those iconic
records. That's wild.
So I've recorded in that studio, and obviously I met Rishi back then, and also he moved here to Mumbai at the same time as me. So, like, really, he's a legend.
Rishi Rich is a legend.
Rishi Rich is like...
Who we're very lucky to know.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And I think what he's done for... Even within Bollywood with movies like Hum Tum and stuff.
Yeah, of course.
Like, that sound, we still... Like, I was in the studio the other day referencing that sound. Like, going back, there was this kind of, like, boom-bap-ish...
I was going to say, that bounce. Yeah. It had a bounce.
Yeah.
All of this music.
That bounce, which came within Bollywood, but also independent music back then, and it's still relevant today. Like DJ Proof still plays all those records.
We
and
love.
It's
shout out Proof, off. Our homie.
Shout out DJ Proof one time. Boombox Wednesdays. Whenever you want to bring it back, bring it back, bro.
Oh.
And but I think it's so dope that like our generation, whenever it goes off in a club, we're there for it. You know?
But you know what's crazy? Yeah. It's I thought when I was living in America, I thought that was an NRI thing that we were listening to Jay Sean.
Yeah.
Then I went to like random white people weddings, and it's like a thing. It comes on every wedding playlist. Yeah. It happens to NRI parties. It happens to random American parties. It happens to Indian parties in India. That song and that man is legendary. Jay Sean's a legend. 100%. And it's so cool.
Which song are you talking about?
Down. Down.
Right, Down. Yeah.
Down plays no matter what.
It might be the biggest collab. Like, how do you top Lil Wayne? How do you top Lil Wayne? And on top of that, just that it was quite smooth. It was very seamless and smooth. And I think, obviously, like, Punjabi MC is like, you know... Like
I think that...
The fact that Jay-Z jumped on that joint, yo.
I think when you're looking at a song that is made by a South Asian artist in a South Asian language, then nothing tops Punjabi MC. Nothing tops that song in that moment. Yeah. Because it's something I think, like, the
it's
minute you
really
hear it in a club...
It's annoying to...
Yeah, when you hear Mundia to Bachke at a club and you're in America
I'm not
or
saying
UK,
it's an annoying song.
No. I love it because there's this moment where everybody in the club looks at you.
At Indian. Yeah.
If you're the Indian person in the club, they're like, hey, it's your song. And honestly, we're like, it is. I do be liking that song.
No, but like, honestly, you put it on in any club,
everybody
any party,
knows it.
It will go off. It has like a...
I think it's the biggest song.
Yo, it's like infectious. And the crazy thing is the bass line is from Knight Rider.
I didn't know that.
Doom, doom, doom. That's sampled from Knight Rider. I'm sure we can pull it up right now.
Whoa.
Yeah, you didn't know that?
There's things happening to my brain. I'm putting things together.
David Hasselhoff, right?
I just put that together.
Yeah, the bass line is from Knight Rider.
That's
but I mean, Jay-Z jumping on that joint, and also when Jay-Z performed in Bombay for Global Citizen. I remember there was like crazy traffic.
Listen, you cannot do that
song. Like, yo, BKC has traffic, but that day... BKC, you could not enter for a day because it was 80,000 people at that show, and Jay-Z came out to he came out to Chaiya Chaiya.
Yo, that's
he rapped on Chaiya Chaiya, so I'm sure we can find a clip.
I don't even know this.
I remember because I was sitting at home in Bandra, and I
were you hearing from Bandra?
I was watching on TV like, oh shit, this is down the road from me. Why am I not there? But I had seen...
Well,
I had seen... I think it was 2016.
Yeah, I wasn't here yet. That's wild.
But, I mean, I had seen Jay-Z in London at the O2 Arena before. But, like, that was just some...
That's a moment.
Wild, wild.
Because then you're
shit.
Like, that's ours. You know, like, he's part of our moment.
You know, Jay-Z be so iconic like that. Like, even Glastonbury when he came out to Wonderwall.
Yeah.
Because...
Speaking of the Oasis reunion.
Yes,
oh, my God.
Yo.
Oh, my God. If we're talking about British music, that's crazy.
Yeah.
Just because he wanted to just snap, like, you know, he wanted to clap
he
back
wanted
at
to
Noel
clap
Gallagher.
Back. And I think it was... It was a very...
It was hilarious because he played fake guitar and he came out and he was just like, oh, take that.
Jay-Z is super fine with like singing off, not on tune. Like,
yeah.
You know, obviously Death of Auto-Tune, well, all that.
I also feel like he just likes to take a joke.
100%.
He can hit it back.
Yeah.
It's great.
And even Kanye, if we're talking about iconic Glastonbury moments, Kanye coming out and singing Bohemian Rhapsody. And
I have not seen this.
You've not seen this? Oh my God, this is...
I have missed a Kanye moment. I'm ashamed.
Kanye, she apologizes.
I'm ashamed at myself. I'm sorry, Admiral Kanye.
I think we could be talking for days on all these iconic
but
moments.
I mean, I mean, even in the current UK music scene, obviously we have to talk about Steel Bangles. Oh my God.
Yeah. Wow.
At the level that he is,
100%.
You know, it's crazy. We still have a really big command of that entire hip-hop scene. And in general, I like the music scene because we're so much integrated into UK life.
Yeah.
There's just so many South Asians there. We actually saw a great friend of ours. We caught Sam's show. Shout out to our friend
Sam. Shout out to Sam, who's been killing it with the, like, the bringing back 2000s R&B and hip-hop. Mm-hmm. And man's been floating on them beats.
We were really, really happy to go to that show.
Yeah.
It was really intimate and really cool. And then I got to throw a little fan meetup.
Yes.
In London. Yeah, in London, and it was amazing. I didn't think that many people would show up, and you know, it kind of reminds you how many NRIs really are out there listening to your stuff, supporting your work.
100%.
So a lot of you, thank you to the London homies for showing up to my show. It wasn't a show, it was just a gathering. A
meet and greet.
Yeah, and then we all ended up singing and sharing stories. Yeah. It was dope. We had like 60 people
turn up. It was a nice sunny day at Primrose Hill.
At Primrose Hill.
Yeah.
On the hill.
It was a fun trip, which also birthed this amazing dish, amazing podcast.
Dish Castaroni.
Yeah.
But I think that's a good place for us to wrap today.
You know about the 3-second rule, right?
What?
Bombay, 3-second rule. Every 3 seconds you'll hear a... You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. That's great. That was not planned. That was not planned.
That's just Bombay, 3-second rule. Yeah. Speaking of 3-second rule, what do you think of the 5-second rule when it comes to dropping your food?
Everybody has a different time limit. I know this is so terrible, but I really love my food. I'm going to let that sit for 10. I'm okay with the 10-second rule.
10 seconds.
I'm sorry. That sounds nasty, but...
I have a rule.
If I'm committed to... If it's like a piece of chicken popcorn, I'm not going to just be like, oh, 6 seconds, bro, I can't. I'm going to be like, yeah, that second took the... It's fine.
Yo, that... Remind me not to share food with you anymore.
You know, because that's my immunity talking, y'all.
Yeah, maybe.
That's why I don't get tummy sick, because I built my bacteria up.
Maybe, but I don't know. I cannot. As soon as it falls off the plate,
you're done.
He belongs to the streets. It's not for me. Not for me.
You were like a 0-second rule.
Yeah, yeah. Bacteria doesn't choose. The bacteria don't be like...
I don't know. My bacteria loyal.
That's a nice piece of chicken popcorn. Right. Should we hop on for a ride?
Okay, I'm not saying...
And maybe jump into this person's stomach.
Raste pe gira hai to main khaungi nahi bhai. I'm saying in my own house.
Maybe quick game.
You want to do a quick game?
Let's do a quick game.
Okay, we're going to play a quick game. I'm going to name topics and the first person to buzz and name 3 things in 5 seconds of that topic gets the point.
Let's go. It's like 5 and we are 1 coffee in. It's cool. Okay, I gotta hover my hand.
Okay, the first topic is childhood tiffin lunches.
Maggie, canteen ka samosa.
That's 5 seconds? What, you were having Maggie in Chicago? Or what? Like, canteen ka samosa in Chicago? Chicago. Canteen samosa. Let's go.
Bologna sandwich.
Bologna samosa.
Bologna.
How dead.
It's a bamosa.
Yo, why is she capping? Okay. Prachi, deduct points, okay?
Deduct points,
yeah.
Okay,
next topic, London areas.
Yes. Hammersmith, Brixton, there's Kensington.
Ooh!
Nice. I only know those places because I lived there.
I think I need to be closer to the buzzer. Okay.
Okay. Name 3 English football teams.
Arsenal, Manchester United, Man City. Yeah.
That's so easy.
That was easy, but
half time, bro.
Tottenham, Liverpool. Man U, Man City, Tottenham, Liverpool, Chelsea, Arsenal.
Continue.
Best for last.
Continue. Gunner. Real Guna right there.
Okay, 3 British dishes, not the ones you ate today.
Spotted dick.
What?
Oh, fuck.
I'm calling it.
Spotted
time
dick
on
is
that.
A real dish. It is a real dish. It's a dessert.
It's also something you gotta get checked out.
Shit. Oh, you said that we didn't eat. That's why I said we didn't eat no spotted dick.
So, I ain't ever trying to eat no spotted dick.
Shit, bro. There's not that many British dishes.
I can't.
There's not that many.
3 Indian cricket players.
Rohit Sharma, Saurav Ganguly, Sachin Tendulkar.
She went old school.
You never said retired or not.
She went old school.
Lisa Tushawan.
Kapil Dev.
3 Kanye West songs.
Touch the Sky. Homecoming.
Wait. Power, Runaway, and Can't Tell Me Nothing. I buzz first.
Even with that argument, you were on time.
Come on.
I mean, I would've...
Two all.
Okay.
Tiebreaker.
Let's go. What is...
I'm trying to be a square. I'm squaring up.
Let's go.
3 cocktails.
Gin and tonic, a daiquiri, and a mojito. Come on.
I don't drink that much.
I'm not an alcoholic, guys. I
swear. And a butterbeer.
Butterbeer.
For English sake.
I think it was a great first episode. We had a great meal.
We did.
Few low points of the meal, which...
Few roadblocks.
But I think on the next episode, we'll be traveling somewhere else. Somewhere a little closer to home.
Ooh. She was dope. Join us next time.
She was dope.
Thank you guys so much for joining us on episode 1 for a little bit of dish and a little bit of that.